Figure 19 is the radar summary chart. That fills up your whole screen. It's 1024 by 768. You can scroll around with the arrow keys up, down, left, and right to look at all the areas on this chart. But I would like you to turn your attention to Area B. We're going to look at Area B, talk about it a little bit. Then we're going to look at Area D and E. So let's look at Area B. In Area B, I want to know two things. I want to know what type of weather is occurring with that type of radar return, and I want to know what is the top of the precipitation of the radar return. Well, you see the R next to the echo, right next to the letter B? That indicates rain. There's a line pointing to the lower part of the cell that has the numbers 240 that's underlined. That means that the top of the precipitation is 24,000 feet MSL. Now let's go on over to the right of the chart to Area E. From what you've already learned, can you tell me what the top of the precipitation of the cell is in Area E? Look at Area E for a top indicator. See any numbers underlined in Area E? See the 160 underlined pointing to that cell near Area E? Well, that means the top of that precipitation is 16,000 MSL. And right next to Area E is Area D. What's the direction and speed of the movement of the cell in Area D? Well, there's an arrow pointing to the north at 17 knots, so it's moving north at 17 knots. On this particular chart, we don't have a large rectangular box, but if you were to see a large rectangular box on the radar summary chart, that would refer to the severe weather watch area. Area B, the R, that means continuous rain. Two more things I want to tell you about the radar summary chart. It's a unique chart. There's information on the radar summary chart that you're not going to find anywhere else. Do you know what that information is? Lines and cells of hazardous thunderstorms. The other thing about the radar chart that's very interesting, or I'll use FAA written test phraseology, radar weather reports are of special interest because they indicate location of precipitation along with the type, intensity, and cell movement of the precipitation. The radar reports that I speak of are used to create the radar summary chart. There is no example of a radar weather report on the written test. All we have to work with here is the radar summary chart. You are asked that one question about radar weather reports, that radar weather reports are of special interest to pilots because they indicate location of precipitation along with type, intensity, and cell movement of precipitation. Let's look at Figure 20, Significant Weather Prognostic Chart.